Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Hey. We left off in daf Dalet and Beis. We're at the two dots, daf Dalet and Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara was discussing what's going to happen to Asa Lavo, how the Umos HaOlam are going to come and they're going to complain about why they're not treated properly. La Asa Lavo and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show them why it is that they're not treated properly. It's that they didn't accept the Torah, and had they accepted it, they wouldn't have been Mekayim the Torah, and he's going to show them the mitzvah of Sukkah, etc. So the Gemara had made the point, and all this, of course, was because the Mishnah had used the word Idehen, and we had a machlokas whether it's Idehen or Edehen, and one of the Pesukim used to support the tzad that it's Edehen is about Hala Asadlavo, the Edos is going to be given. But anyway, once we're discussing La Asadlavo and the idea that generally speaking La Asadlavo, it's too late to be Mekayim Mitzvos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave the Umos HaOlam one last chance, so we discuss the idea of La Asadlavo and how nowadays is when is our time to do, and then is our time in the future will be our time to receive rewards. So the Gemara says, Yo Meir Teref Be'egel Simen. The Simen of four statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi are Yo Meir Teref Be'egel. So says the Gemara Gufa, Am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ma'idich Siv Echshar Enochi Mitzavcha Yom La'aso. So what does the pasuk mean when it says that as I command you today to do them, Hayom La'aso, Sam V'la L'macha La'aso. And that means we're supposed to darshin that today is a day for doing, but L'machar, in the future, it's no longer going to be time for doing. Hayom La'aso, Sam V'la Yom. Today is a time for doing, but today is not yet time to receive schar. Receiving schar is for La Asadlavo. Amar Rav Shubin Levi. So that was the first. That was the Yom. Right now, Amar Rav Shubin Levi, second statement of Rav Shubin Levi. Kal mitzvah sheyisrael osin bal mazeh. All mitzvahs that the Jewish people do in this world, are going to come and testify in his behalf, on our behalf in Olam Haba. So the Eidus is going to come and be Matzdikas. That's a reference to Yisrael. Yishmu v'yomru emes is a reference to Avdei Kochavim. V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, third statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kal mitzvah sheYisrael osin b'olam hazeh ba'os v'torfo. Any mitzvahs that we do in Olam Hazeh are going to go and smack the Avdei Kochavim in the face in Olam Haba. Shenemar shmartem asisim ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem la'enei ha'amim. Negera amim lo ne'amar doesn't say negera amim, elo la'enei ha'amim, in the eyes of the nations. Malami chabos v'torfos lo Avdei Kochavim al-pneim lo Olam Haba. And that teaches us that it's something much more direct, that it comes and it smacks them in the face in Olam Haba. Then the final fourth statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Vam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lo Asi Yisrael Sa Egel, Elo Litein Pischon Pel Bali Tshuva. Klal Yisrael only did the Egel as a way of giving some hope for Bali Tshuva. Shenemer Mi Yitein Vayelavavim Zelahem Liyirosi Kala Yamim. And that's what this very similar to what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Lo David ra'u lo osa maisa, v'lo Yisrael ru'u yin lo osa maisa. That the story of David and Bathsheba, David was really so far above having something like that happen to him, and Klal Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, was really very far above having something like that happen to them, doing something of that nature. Lo David ra'u lo osa maisa, d'chsiv v'libi chalal b'kir. David wasn't really holding by doing something like that, as the pasuk says, "V'libi chalal b'kirbi," that his heart was hollow inside of him. It's as if he was in a trance, as if he wasn't being himself. He wasn't acting like himself. V'lo Yisrael ru'in lo samaisa d'chsiv mi yitain v'yelvavim zelahem liyiros osikalayamim, and Klal Yisrael wasn't ro'i lo samaisa because they were ro'i to fear God all the time. So to go and reject God in such a blatant way by doing an egel azav was something that was completely out of character for them. Elo lama asu, so why did they go ahead and do it? Lama lecha, it's to teach us. Shimchata yachid, omrim lo kol chayitzel yachid. Vimchatu tzibur, omrim kol chayitzel tzibur. That if or lechu eitzel tzibur, that if an individual does an avera and he thinks he has no chance, that there's no hope for him because he's too far gone to possibly ever do tshuva, so we can say, you know what? There's a precedent of someone who's done something that was unspeakable, that was unimaginable. A man goes and sends someone's husband to die so that he could sleep with the wife, it's or sleep sleeps with the wife and then sends the husband to die so he can keep the wife, that's an unimaginable sin. And nevertheless, he was able to do tshuva. So no individual sin is going to be too great to do tshuva for. And if a tzibur does an avera that's also unspeakable, that they think there's no chance to do tshuva for, that they think there's no hope for them, so the tzibur also, they have who to go to, they have who to look for as a model. Now we've discussed in the past that there are certain averos that the Rambam discusses in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tshuva that he says you can't do tshuva for. But most of those averos, most of those examples that he gives of things that you can't do tshuva for aren't really things that are so severe that it's impossible to do tshuva for. They're more along the lines of things that you're unlikely to do tshuva for. Things that are more b'machshava, where a person doesn't even feel like he did an avera. He doesn't think it's so bad, so he's not going to do tshuva. But no matter how severe an avera is, a person is able to do tshuva for it, and David is our example. Now, why do we need two examples? One of a yachid and one of a tzibur. So says Gemara Tzricha, we need both examples. The Ashmin and Yachid, had it only taught me the case of Yachid Mishum Dolom Mefarsim Chata'i, I would say that's because his Avera is not very well known, and therefore there's still a chance for him to do tshuva, because the Chilul Hashem created by his Avera is not all that great, since his Avera is not so well known. But I would think a Tzibur that does such a terrible Avera, where there's a tremendous Chilul Hashem involved, because everyone knows about the Avera, so I would think there's no chance at tshuva. V'yashmin and Tzibur, and had it only told me a case about a tzibur doing tshuva, and mishum d'nefishi rachmayu, I would say, yeah, because what's God going to do? He's not going to stay angry at a whole tzibur. A tzibur, he has more rachmanasan than an individual. Aval yachid delo, alima zuchusei emelo, but a yachid who doesn't have this great zuchus, who doesn't have such a strength of the rachme Hashem, so I would think that they can't do tshuva, that the yachid cannot do tshuva. Tzricha, and that's why we need to be told both about the yachid who did something unspeakable and about the tzibur that did something unspeakable. V'hainu de Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Abram Yonasan, Maiduch Siv, Nu'um David ben Yishai, V'nu'um Agever, Hukam Ol, Nu'um David ben Yishai, Shehekim Olo Shal Tshuva. That's what we refer to as Nu'um David ben Yishai, who established the Ol of Tshuva, who established the yoke of Tshuva, meaning David set the bar for Tshuva. Now, if you look at Tosos writes in the tiny little Tosos, Tzricha, Pirish lichtov chetam v'kabalas tshuvasam. He says, when we say tzricha, when we say that we need both the case of the yachid and the case of the tzibur, what does it mean? We needed David to sin and we needed the tzibur to sin. We wouldn't have been okay without a ma'isa egel. We wouldn't have been okay without David doing an aver. He says, no, the point is not that they did the avera. The point is that the Tanakh tells us about the avera. It's a little out of character for Tanakh to tell us about the averos of tzaddikim. Normally, the Tanakh emphasizes the averos of rishayim, but to start elaborating on the averos of tzaddikim, that's the point. Why would it have to go and tell us? That's the Meiri in the Chibur HaTshuva, Maimar Aleph, Perek Aleph, says lo David hayor ra'ui lo sa ma'isa, means it's David wasn't ra'ui to have that ma'isa misparsem alav, to have it be publicized. That he did the Avera, okay, whatever it was, a moment of weakness or whatever, but it's not like he did this as an Avera Lishma, as a way of teaching Balei Tshuva. It's really commenting on the Tanakh, and whether the Tanakh, this should be canonized in Tanakh, and something that's so publicized. And that's the point. It's publicized in a way to give strength and hope to Balei Tshuva. Okay, we're about 10 lines in on Hei Amir Aleph. V'am Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni Am Rabbi Yonasan, Kala Osa Mitzvah Achas Ba'olam Hazeh, anyone who does a single mitzvah in Olam Hazeh, it's going to go in front of him and stand up for him in Olam Haba. And anyone who violates a single avera, milafafto malichaso liyom adin, is going to go and drag him to the Yom Adin. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kshura bo kikelev. It's gonna be attached to him like a dog who follows after its master. Shenemar v'lo shamay le lishkovetzla li yosima lishkovetzla ba'olmazeh li yos. Two phrases when it talks about Yosef and the wife of Potiphar, that she was trying to seduce him, and it says he wouldn't listen to her advances lishkovetzla etzla and li yosima. So lishkovetzla means in olmazeh, to sleep with her in olmazeh, and li yosima ba'olmaba, and to be with her in Olam Haba, because doing such an Avera, the Avera would follow along in Olam Haba. Amar Reish Lakish, Bo v'nachzik tov l'avoseinu, we should go and have Hakaras HaTov to our forefathers. She'el Malei Hein Malchatu, Anu Lo Banu Li'olam. Had the generation of the Midbar never done an Avera, we never would have been born. So what does that mean? As a merit for doing an Avera, they were blessed with children? How does that make any sense? So Gemara explains, Shnemar Ani Amarti Elokim Atem Uvnei Olyon Kulchem Chavalta Ma'aseichem, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, not Elokim, that you would be like angels, Uvnei Olyon Kulchem, that we would have risen up to a level that's superhuman, we would have been angelic. But Chavalta Ma'aseichem Achein Kadum Tumusun, but because we did bad things and we've done evil deeds, therefore we now function as normal human beings and we die as normal human beings. We no longer have the ability to be like angels that two qualities that angels have. Number one, they don't die, and number two, they don't have children. So that's what we would have been like had we not done the Cheda Egel. So says the Gemara, the Memra, does that mean to suggest di lo chatu lo havu maldu, that had we not sinned, we wouldn't have had children? Is that even possible? We have so many psukim, and the Gemara is going to give us sampling. We have so many psukim that refer to the idea prior to the Cheda Egel, in the Torah, that refer to the idea of us having children. So much of the Torah surrounds the idea of passing on our Masorah and having children. So it makes it say, how could the Gemara say that, look, in an ideal world, had we never done an Avera, we never would have had any children. It's only as a B'dievet, because we did Averas, therefore there are children. V'aksiv atem pruruvu, doesn't it say pruruvu? Isn't that one of the mitzvahs of the Torah? How could it be that there's such a mitzvah if it wasn't even in the plans? So Gemara says, no, ad Sinai. The plan would have been that pruruvu would have lasted up until our Sinai. And then from Sinai and on, we wouldn't have had pruruvu, because that experience of Kabbalah Satorah would have raised us up to the category of angels. B'Sinai nami k'siv lechem arlam shuvu lechem la'alechem. Doesn't it say by Har Sinai, after the Har Sinai experience, that we're told to go back to our tents, and going back to our tents, meaning to be with our wives? So isn't that also about having children? So that answers the Gemara, no, that's not about having children. L'simchas ona, that's just about the simchas ona, that's just about being with our wives for the mitzvah of ona, for being with our wives, but not about having children. We'll just pause there for a second. If you look at Tosos, Shulmali lo chatu lo banu liolam, says Tosos, v'yavagav damrin parakama de'erevin, meaning what does the Gemara say? We should have hakaras hatov to that generation that sinned, because had they not sinned, we never would have been born, because no other generation ever would have been born. So it makes it sound like we should have Hakaras HaTov for being born, that it's a good thing to have been born. Well, there happens to be a Gemara, Maseches Erevin, about this. The Gemara discusses, is it Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra, or Noach lo la'adam shenivra? Is it better for a person to have never been born, or better for a person to have been born? Which is better for a human being? So the Gemara says, in its conclusion over there, in Erevin Yud Gimel, Nimnu v'gamru Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra. We're better off not having been born. We're better off had we never been born. So if that's really the case, that we're better off not having been born, why should we have Hakaras HaTov to the Avos for doing the Avero? Because without that, we wouldn't have been born. We would have been better off if we were in the Olam HaNeshamos. So says Gemara, Hainu b'tchilas le'daso, she'en yadua ma'yehe b'sofo, aval kishu tzadik, ashra v'ashra yador shu b'tocho. The Gemara said, the Tosa says, that's only for an average person. The regular person is born, he's better off not having been born. But once we've lived through life and we've become a tzaddik, and we've become a person who learns and who does ma'asim tovim, so then it's certainly better to have been born. No one would say in that case, when a person is a tzaddik, that he'd be better off not having been born. Va'od l'maskana, and anyway, the Gemara's maskana of what it actually means that we would not have been born. The Gemara's maskana is not going to mean that we would not have been born, but that we would not have been significant. So then we understand why we have Hakaras HaTov. That either way we would have been born, so we would have been stuck here anyway. The question is just, what would we have been like? Would we have been important people? So the idea that we would not have been important people, but now we are able to become important people, that is worthy of hakaras hatov. So it's a difficult thing. How do you define what the word what tzaddik means? That if a person is a tzaddik, then it's noach lo shenivra. Rav Shechter, I've heard say a few times, he just defines tzaddik someone who shomer Torah mitzvos. That anyone who shomer Torah mitzvos, then it's logical that they're better off having been born. Meaning this is an issue when it comes to the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim, right? Where the Torah commands us in the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. So we assume that the kavod that we show our parents is somehow relates to hakaras hatov, because without them we would have no we wouldn't have been here. So is that really a good thing that they brought us here? The Gemara B'Metzia says avedas rabo kodemus lavedas aviv, that if you have two avedas that you can only return one of them belongs to your father and one of them belongs to your rebbe. So you return your rebbe's aveda rather than your father's. Why? Sha'aviv hevi l'chayel ma'ba hazeh v'rabo hevi l'chayel ma'ba. Because your father did something great for you by bringing you into this world, but your Rebbe does something even greater for you by bringing you into the next world. Sounds that your father did something good for you by bringing you into this world. That it's Noach Lola Adam Shenivra. Otherwise, why would we even? How could you even compare the Rebbe bringing you into Olam Haba to the father bringing you into Olam Hazeh? If the father didn't do you any favors by bringing you into Olam Hazeh, sounds from that Gemara that it is good to be brought into this world. So you have to say that for you're talking about a person who's a shomer Torah mitzvos and who cares about the halacha and who wants to return an aveda. So someone like that, it is in fact noach lola adam shenivra. It is in fact best for him, and therefore there is an element of hakaras hatov in the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. There's a very strong element of hakaras hatov in the mitzvah of kibud av v'eim. In the drashos of the Chasam Sofer, Shara Mitzvah Ba'alechov here quotes the drashos of the Chasam Sofer, where he brings a raya from the Mishnah Maseches Avos. The Mishnah says, "Yafa sha achas b'toru ma'isim tovim b'ol mazeh mikol chayel maba." That a single moment of Torah ma'isim tovim in this world is better than all of chayel maba. And he says, "Va'amof es al zeh ki rov ha'tzadikim noldu kodem zmanim l'mekutayim." The raya is, and I don't know how he knows this, but he says most tzadikim are premature births, are born a little bit early. And the reason is because they're running to Olam Hazeh, to Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. So you see that Avodas Hashem Yisbarach and Olam Hazeh is better than anything else. It's better than anything else that he could otherwise be doing. Okay, so again, this idea that being brought into this world is in fact a very good thing for a person. Now, the Gemara says, when we were told after Har Sinai to go back, that maybe it wasn't about having children, it was about the Simchas Ona. Now that is an independent mitzvah of having children, of the mitzvah of having children. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis says that if a woman is pregnant, the husband still has a mitzvah Ona. There's still a chiyuv of Ona with one's wife. And the Rabbeinu Chananel on that Gemara in Pesachim Ayin Beis says, what's the source? Shuvalachem la'ahaleichem. That even if we weren't supposed to have children, because the point is that we weren't right to have children, still, shuvalachem la'aleichem. We have a mitzvah of ona nonetheless. And that's what Ali Rabba paskins la'alacha in Hilchas Tznius, that even if a woman is nakara or zakena and she's unable to become pregnant, still there is such a thing as a mitzvah of ona. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitzu, the last skinny line in Hamad Aleph, Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, how can we say that had the Dora Midbar never sinned? Then we never would have been born, no other generations would have been born. Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, Leman yitav lahem ulivnehem? So it says something about their children. So you see, the plan was that they would have children. And says Gemara, Los Nahomdom al Har Sinai. No, it's talking about the children they already had that were actually there at Har Sinai. It's not talking about any future children, because they would have become like angels, they wouldn't have had any future children. Frankly, Gemara Vam Reish Lakish Maidachsiv, Ze Sefer told us Adam, Vichi Sefer Hayla La Adam Rishon. Did Adam Rishon have a sefer? Malame, this teaches us rather, Sheherla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishon dar v'chachamav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon each generation and its darshim, its leaders, each generation and its wise men. Dar v'parnasav, each generation and its leadership. Kivan sheigil darush Rabbi Akiva. Once he got to the generation of Rabbi Akiva, Adam Rishon saw all these generations, and he saw the generation of Rabbi Akiva. Sama Shamach b'Torasov v'Nisatzev b'Misaso. He became overjoyed by the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, and he became saddened by the Misa of Rabbi Akiva. There are several Gemaras that discuss about the greatness of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, and also the sadness of the death of Rabbi Akiva. Our Gemara doesn't expound on it. For the greatness of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, you see Menachos Tav Chavtesam Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu himself also saw Rabbi Akiva's Torah, so much so Moshe Rabbeinu sat in Rabbi Akiva's classroom, that he sat in the last seat in the last row of Rabbi Akiva's classroom, because the way they used to seat people in the classrooms was greatest to least great. They would arrange them with numbers. I had a second grade Rebbe who did that, who arranged us as, you're the best Talmud, you're the second best, and then we used to all laugh when he got to number 28 and 29 about how stupid those kids were. It's very healthy. But anyway, this is the way apparently it was done, I guess, with older Talmudim. I weren't so insulted. And Moshe Rabbeinu would sit in the last row of Rabbi Akiva's classroom, and he had no idea what was going on. And he saw that the Ribbono Shel Olam did that to show him why he was putting the ksarim, the crowns, on top of the letters, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what they meant. And Rabbi Akiva was on such a high level, he was able to darshan them. So that's what it means. Samach b'Torasa, Rabbi Akiva's Torah was unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu said about Rabbi Akiva, a man like this is going to live, and you're giving me the Torah. You should give him the Torah. He's so much greater than I am. And the Misa of Rabbi Akiva obviously is something that's also well known, with the iron combs that scraped off his skin was an extremely depressing thing. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph and Beis, talks about the Misrakos Shel Barzel, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samaches tells us about how when Rabbi Lezer got sick, Rabbi Lezer predicted the worst death of anybody is going to be Rabbi Akiva's death. So we know Rabbi Akiva's death was particularly horrifying. In Shaar Mitzvah Nebalacha, he quotes from the Ben Yehoyada in Brachos that Rabbi Akiva was actually captured in Elul, and he was Niftar in Yom HaKippurim. And from the day that he was captured until Yom Kippur, every day they would inflict all sorts of punishment and wounds on him, and every day they would take iron combs. It wasn't a one-time thing where they combed his skin. They would do it as a method of torture, and it's just he didn't die until Yom HaKippurim. So that's what it means, that Adam Rishon saw Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, he sees Rabbi Akiva, he's so thrilled by his Torah and so saddened by his death. Amar V'li Mayakru Re'acha Kel V'gomer V'am Rabbi Yossi Ein Ben David Ba Ad She'yichlu Neshamos Sheba Guf, that Mashiach is not going to come until all the neshamos are out of the guf. The guf is some place where all the neshamos are kept in Shemayim, and that place has to be emptied of all the neshamos. All the neshamos need to have a chance to come down into this world for Mashiach to come. So each child that's born in this world brings us actually one step closer to Mashiach. Right? That's what Rav Shechter wrote an article several years ago about family planning, about how many children a person should have with the mitzvah Pur Revu and what additional mitzvahs there are. The chumra beyond the Ikra Din of just one boy, one girl, about Peru Revu. And one of the considerations is, even if a person has fulfilled all the mitzvos, every additional child that a person has brings us one step closer to Mashiach. Because Ein Ben David Ba until Kol Neshama Shema Guf, until all the neshamas are emptied out. Shnemar Ki Lo Lo Olam Arav Lo Lenatzach Hatzov Ki Ruach Milufanai Yatov Neshamas Ani Asisi Lo Tema. So big fat question mark. So the Gemara says, how can we say that we never would have been born had the Avos not committed, not the Avos, had the generation of the Midbar not committed the Avera? Don't we see that Adam Arishon already saw all these generations? So these generations were supposed to be born. And don't we see that that the Neshamos Shebaguf have to be emptied out? So we're supposed to be born. All this is supposed to happen. So says Gemara, Lo Tema Anu Lo Banu Li Olam. Ela kimi shalom banu liolam. Lememer di lo chatu lovam. El kimi shalom banu liolam. Lememer di lo chatu lovam maisi. That it's not that we wouldn't have been born. It would be as if we weren't born, because had they not sinned, they wouldn't have died. And as long as that great generation is still alive, we would have been like nothing in comparison to them. People who experienced our Sinai were alive. What would we be if there were still people who experienced our Sinai? Vaksiv parshas of sofrekli gemara. How can you say that had they not sinned, they would not have died? Vaksiv, doesn't it say in the Torah, Parshas Yevamos or Parshas Nachlos? Doesn't it say in the Torah about the Parsha of Yevamos, which assumes a man dying, and the Parsha of Nachlos of Yerusha, which also assumes a person dying? Says Gemara, Al Tanai. Those Parshios are Al Tanai. It's Al Tanai that we sin. If we didn't sin, then those Parshios would have been completely inapplicable. So, frankly, Gemara, Miksivi Krai Al Tanai. Does the Torah really write like that? It gives us Psukim that are only there Al Tanai? In, absolutely. The Hachiyam Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Maidich Siv Vayer Vayvoker Yom HaShishi. We had this drasha earlier in the Masechta. Now, what does the pasuk mean when it says that Vayer Vayvoker, not Yom Shishi, but Yom HaShishi? Melamich Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis. It teaches us that Kodesh Baruch Hu made it tonight with Maisa Bereshis. Va'amar Ni Mekabli Nishal Das HaTorah Mutav. If Klal Yishol is going to accept the Torah, wonderful. V'imlav Achzir Hascham L'Sol Vavau. Otherwise, everything is going back to emptiness. So you see that that it could be that parts of the Torah are given Al-Tanai, because here you see the entire world was Al-Tanai. The entire world was Al-Tanai that Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah. On this idea that Ben David's not going to come until all the Neshamos Shabaguf are emptied out, so why does it have to be by Jews having children? Why doesn't the Gemara just answer, yeah, the Goyim were going to have children, and that would have emptied out all the Neshamos. But for the Jewish people, maybe we would not have had any children had we not had that sin in that original generation. So Tosos says, V'omer Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan, the neshamos shel Yisrael v'shel Avdu Chav me'ilin beguf echad. There are two places in Shemayim where these neshamas come from. Our neshama doesn't come from the same place that their neshama comes from. And the neshamos shebeguf that we're referring to are the neshamos shebeguf of Klal Yisrael. V'hada amar ay fraktosos asida isha sheteled b'chol yom li'imos ha-mashiach. Doesn't the Gemara say that in the imos ha-mashiach a woman is going to give birth every single day? So why is a woman giving birth every single day in imos ha-mashiach? Once Mashiach is here already, isn't that the point? That we've already emptied out all those neshamas? So why is there going to be so much childbirth in Yemos HaMashiach? So he says, Shema Yeshlomer Guv Chadash Neshamas Chadash Osiyu. No, then God's going to open up a new store of neshamas that he's going to provide into this world. But we have to first empty out the first one before Mashiach comes, in order to get Mashiach to come here in the first place. Okay, says Gemara Vayit Meisvei, Mi Yitein Vayu Levavim Zeh Lahem Levatel Mehem Melech HaMavas. Right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mi Yitein Vayu Levavim Zeh Lahem Levatel Mehem Melech HaMavas Yevshar. To be Mevatel Melech HaMavas, I can't do. Meaning the continue, you have to see the whole Pasuk, really. Pasuk says, Mi Yitein Vayu Levavim Zeh Lahem Liyiro Siv Lishmaris Kol Mitzvos HaKal HaYamim, that if Klal Yisrael would observe all the mitzvos all the days, Leman Yitav Lahem Levneim Liyolam, that I could do good for them and for their children, the olam. So what's the leman yitav? What's this goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do? So says Gemara, to get rid of the Malach HaMaves, that can't be. Because right now, where the Gemara is concluded, is that we've said that had Klal Yisrael not sinned with the Egel, yes, they would have had children, but they never would have died, and therefore their children would never have become important people, because as long as the older generation is alive, the children don't really have a chance to thrive. Right? So says the Gemara, but how can you say that? It says, Levatel Meh Malach HaMaves Yevshar, to be Mevatel Malach HaMaves, that's impossible. Shekvar Negzer Gzeira, because the Gzeira was already made. Hello, Kibli Yisrael HaSatora, Ela Kadei Shalotei Uma V'loshon Shalotas Ben. So rather, what's this Hatava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's this Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do that no other nation will have control over us? Shnemer L'man Yitav Lahem L'vneim Adolam. So don't we see that the Malach HaMaves was definitely in play no matter what? And Sugmar Hudam Rekiai Tana, Titania, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Kibli Yisrael HaSatora, Ela Kadei Shalotei Malach HaMaves Shalotei Ben. Rabbi Yossi holds no, that the greatness of Kabbalah HaSatora was that Kabbalah HaSatora would have put the Malach HaMaves out of business. Shnemar ani amarti elokim atem uvnei Elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem chavalta maaseichem achein ka'adam tumusun. Like the pasuk we quoted before, that we would have been like angels had it not been for the sin after Kabbalah HaTorah. Frech the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi Nami haksiv leman yitiv lahem levneim ad olam. So what does Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk of leman yitiv lahem, which makes it sound like tovu hu dahavi ahamisa ika, makes it sound like yes, God is going to do good for us, but it doesn't mean that there's not going to be death. Death will still exist. So what's Rabbi Yossi going to do with that pasuk? So amelcha kiven deleka misa ein lecha tova gedol mizu. He's going to say, no, you know what the tova is? The tova is that there's not going to be misa. It's not some other tova. Don't be medayik. Oh, it's a tova God's going to do with us, but there's still going to be misa. No, that's the tova. The Tanakama Nami, what's the Tanakama going to do with Rabbi Yossi's pasuk? Haksiv achein ka'adam tumusun, that now we're going to die because we did the Avera, makes it sound like had the Avera not been done, we would not have died. What's the Tanakama going to do with that pasuk? Tanakama says that there was never a possibility of putting the Malach HaMaves out of business. Answers the Gemara, my Misa, you know what it means, tumusun, that we would have died? Anius, it means that we now we're we're going to die, it means that now we'll become poor. Damar mar arba chashuvim kemesim, that there are four people that are considered like dead. Elu hein, and they are ani, sumo, mitzoro, mishein labanim, a poor person, a blind person, someone who has tzaraz, and someone who doesn't have children. How do we know that each of these people are considered like dead? So one by one. Ani, duchsiv, kimesu kal anashim. An ani, we know, because it says kimesu kal anashim. The pasuk says that Dasan Vaviram had died. That mesu kal anashim hamavakshim es nafshecha. That Hashem said to Moshe, you can go back to Mitzrayim, it's safe, because all those who wanted to kill you are dead. So maninu, who are those anashim? Dasan Vaviram. Those are Dasan Vaviram. So frankly, Gemara, did they really die? Was that true? Umi mesu mahavi havu. They were certainly still alive. So what does it mean that they died? Elishi yardu minichseihem. It teaches us that they became poor. So you see that becoming poor is considered like death. So Frek tells us, why is that the only possibility of what happened to them? Maybe God described them as dead because they didn't have children. Maybe God described them as dead because they were blind. How do we know that it's that they became poor, and that's why Hashem is describing them as being dead? So Frek says to us, so Shiyadim in Chseim, Deleka lememar sumim hayu. You can't say that they become blind. Daksiv ba'adas korach ha'enei ha'nashamayim tinaker. Pasuk says, ba'adas korach ha'enei ha'nashamayim tinaker, poking out their eyes. Now, if they already didn't have eyes that functioned, then it wouldn't make any sense. So it can't be that they had become blind. Mitzorayim nami lohavu. It can't be they became mitzorayim. Da be'edo b'tocha machna hayu yosh. Because they dwelled amongst the camp, and a mitzora is sent outside the camp. And he says, a few lines later, v'shloi ilam banim lekel meber. He can't say that they didn't have children. D'bishvil kach lo yipachos krovim l'malchus l'alshino kibitchila. Because just because they didn't have children, that would not in any way mute their powers with Pyro. I mean, the point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, don't be afraid, you can go back to Mitzrayim, nothing's going to happen to you, because those people who wanted to kill you are gone. Right? Now, in what way are they gone? If they became poor, we understand they're powerless. They can't do anything anymore. They're not people who have authority anymore. So that makes sense. But to say that Lo Yilam Banim, in what way does that make them less dangerous just because they didn't have any children? The Yesh Mefarshim, and some say, says Telsus, the Mashmele Shiyodu Minichseim, the Machmas Kenelim Kochod, Lahazik, Aval Kol Hanach, Hayuchol Nazik and Ali Demamonam. That as long as a person has money, no matter what else is going on in his life, he's able to get things done. He's able to bribe all the right people or wield a certain amount of power, and they would have been able to hurt Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's only becoming poor that would have taken away that kind of power. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter, Suma, how do I know Suma is like a dead person? That I've been sitting in the darkness like dead people. Meaning a Suma is like a dead person. Mitzora, how do I know Mitzora is like a dead person? That you shouldn't be like a mace. And that's referring to Mitzora. I need children, and if not, I am dead. So you see that not having children is also like a dead person. Tan Rabban, we learn in the Braisa. If we follow the laws of the Torah, ela lashon tachnunim. Im is not really an option; it's really Hashem begging us. In b'chukosai teilechu, please follow my chukim. V'cheinu omer luam ishomei ali. If only my nation would listen to me, kemata ve'machnia, then I'd humble their enemies. Va'omer lu k'shavtu m'tzosai v'yikinar shlomecha. That if you'd listen to my mitzvos, then the peace would flow like a river. Va'yihi k'chol zarach. And our children would be like the sand. Tan Rabbanan, mi yitain vayilavavim zelahem. Amalan Moshe Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. He says, Kfuy etova b'nei kfuy etova. You ingrates, the children of ingrates. B'shosh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, mi yitain vayilavavim zelahem. Hayilem lomar tein ata. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how am I going to get them to follow me and put in their hearts to want to do the mitzvahs? You know what you should have said right away? You should have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do it. Make it happen. We want to do it. We just don't have the courage and the strength to follow all the mitzvahs. So give us the courage. Give us that strength. So you're kfuye tova for not saying that. Why is that kfuye tova? What does that have to do with lack of akar zatov? Maybe it's lack of foresight, lack of courage, but lack of akar zatov. So Tulsa says, you know why it's lack of akar zatov? We didn't want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. Because had we asked him for help, we would have known that we need to have akar zatov for the help that he gave us. And that's kfuye tova also. It's an unbelievable thing. Normally we're very hesitant to ask people for help. We don't view that as a bad midah, but it's a good midah to want to be independent and to not ask for too much help. But it depends why you're not asking for help. If it's because you want to be independent and you think you can make it on your own and you'll be okay, so maybe that's an okay midah. But if it's because you just don't want to owe anybody anything and you don't want to have hakara satov, you don't want to have to express hakara satov to somebody, no, we should want to express hakara satov. It's a great opportunity to express hakara satov. So we should have said tenata. So kfiy tov d'chsiv nafshenu katsa v'lechem aklokel. We were kafui tov when we rejected the lechem aklokel, the light bread, meaning the man. B'nei kfiy tov d'chsiv ha'isha shenasati imadi he nitnali mina eitz. That he nasnali mina eitz. Then we're b'nei kfiy tov because Adam Rishon was the first one to be kafui tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a wife, gave him a woman, which is the greatest gift in the world. And what does he do? He says, oh, that woman is what, she's what led me astray. She's what caused me to eat from the tree. V'ochel, and that's why I ate. Af Moshe Rabbeinu lo ramzalan liYisrael elo la'achar arba'im shana. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's giving them Musar about this, held off on the Musar until after 40 years in the Midbar. Shnemar va'alechaschem ba'midbar arba'im shana. Uksiv nolanasna Hashem lachem leiv. That after going in the Midbar 40 years, then he starts giving them Musar about this. Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, Shemamino lo'kai inish adayte derabe ad arba'im shnin. That a person doesn't really fully understand his Rebbe's teachings until 40 years later. That sometimes you're there and you feel like you understand it, but you don't really get it completely, and you first start to understand the depth of the Rebbe's teachings 40 years later. When I was in Rav Shech Lashir, he was, I think, 56 or 57 years old. So it was 40 years exactly to the date that he had been in Rav Salvechik Shir. He went to Rav Salvechik Shir when he was, I think, a junior in high school. He was 16 years old. So he said, now I'm first starting to understand. He said he finds out it's MS, that he's first starting to understand so many things that Rav Salvechik had taught him 40 years later. So fortunate when we're involved in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, Yitzra Masu Biyadam, that we're given our Yitzhar Hara is given over in our hands. The Einheim Masurim Biyad Yitzram. We're not given over in the hands of the Yitzhar Hara. Shemra Shrecham Zori Al Kalmayim. Vein Zriya Al Tzedakah. Because it speaks about Zriya Al Kalmayim, and Zriya is a reference to Tzedakah. Shemra Zirul Chem Litzdakah Vekachal Lefi Chesed. Vein Mayim, and Mayim is a reference to Torah. Vein Mayim El Torah. Shemra Vekal Tzama Luchul Mayim. Meshal Chiregel Ashar Vachamar. Tana Debe El Yahu. La'olam Yasu. That a person should treat Torah like he's an ox in terms of his in terms of the ol, in terms of the yoke of Torah, and like a donkey in terms of the burden, in terms of carrying the weight and the burden of observing Torah. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam is masbir that the Gemara compares dafka to a shor v'chamar, because the koach of a shor is the ability to be choresh, the ability to plow the land, so that the land later on can grow, can sprout, can be productive. Pasuk says, v'rav tvuos b'koach shor, right, that the grain is only able to come as a result of the koach shor. The inyan of a chamar is that once the grain has already grown, the ability to bear that burden, to carry it, and to maintain it. So he says, that's the two keys in Torah. Number one is to put the work in advance in order to be able to understand Torah, to put in that initial dedication in order to be able to understand Torah. And number two, once we've accomplished something in Torah, to manage to keep it, to hold on to it, and not to just drop it, to be able to review enough that we're able to maintain our Torah knowledge. So that's the meaning of the shor and the chamor together. It's interesting, you don't have anything about the middle, about the reaping, about the harvesting. So perhaps one could suggest, because that's all a matanah min hashamayim. That has nothing to do with us. Meaning a person puts in his amelus, but Torah is really beyond us. Torah is something that's das elyon. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. It's not something natural we can understand, but as a schar of our amelus, we're zochet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that as a matana. We put in the amelus in advance, and then afterwards we have to do what we can to keep it. But in the middle, it's all God that gives us the ability to be able to actually accomplish in Torah. Okay, now we're going back to what the halacha that our Mishnah was talking about. Our Mishnah started off the Masechta that 3 days before the non-Jewish holidays, we're not supposed to do certain business deals, transactions with Ovdei Chachamim, because then they're going to go and they're going to be modeh Mishnah didn't say they're going to be moda, but the Gemara is going to say they can go and be moda to their avodah zarah on the holiday. Gimel yom masalasis v'lasis imayim. So, frankly, Gemara mi by inan kulei hai v'atnan. Meaning, the point is, does 3 days they're already preparing to get an animal that they're going to be able to use as a carbon for their avodah zarah? That 3 days in advance, I can't sell them an animal because I have to be worried he's going to use that as a carbon. V'atnan barba program b'shana mocher behemel lachaveret zarah klodio. Ima mecharti lishchot, bito mecharti lishchot. There are 4 times a year where when you sell an animal, you have to tell the people buying the animal that you sold the mother or the daughter of that animal that same day, because you can be sure they want to shech the animal that day. Those 4 days, people are eating a lot and preparing a lot of meat. So you have to worry, there's a halacha of osav espinoza. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the child on the same day. So you have to worry that they're going to shech the animal on that day. But what do you see? When are they buying the animals to shech? Only on that day. It's 1 day in advance. It's not 3 days in advance. So why by the Yovde Kochavim do we assume that they're going to already be planning 3 days in advance to buy the animal? By Jewish people, we assume that it's only 1 day in advance that they're buying the animal. K'tiv Rabbi Yossi Aglili af Erev Yom HaKippur B'Galil, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili adds, even Erev Yom HaKippur B'Galil also, they would prepare the animals, that you have to let the guy know that you sold the mother or the child that day. So it says Gemara, Hasan V'la'achila Sagi B'chad Yomana. When you're buying the animal just to eat, so then, yeah, you only need 1 day in advance. But over here, when it comes to they were buying these animals to use for hakrava. So for hakrava, you taka need 3 days. 1 day is not going to be good enough. So frankly, mara lakrava sagi b'tlasiyomi, is 3 days enough for hakrava? But tanya sholim built some pesach kodem pesach shloshim yom. We need 30 days in advance of pesach to prepare for it because we need to learn about the karbanos. So we're already thinking about karbanos 30 days in advance. Or at least 2 weeks according to Mishum Gamliel. Answers the Gemara, yeah, that's for Jewish people. We have a list of mumen that will pass an animal that's much longer, so we need 30 days to make sure it doesn't have any mum, not even a cataract in the eye. But they who are only worried about Mechusar Ever, just that the animal shouldn't be missing a limb, so they only need 3 days to check it out. Okay, there's a lot to discuss on those last 10 lines. Baruch Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow.